And this is Annie. This is my spoken Sunday, first draft of a story called Shore Leave that I wrote last week. A tiny glowing end of a cigarette sizzled as it landed into the sodden cobblestone street. She'd had a quiet night. The rain had driven away most of the opportunate clients she might have otherwise entertained. Her drooped shoulders foretold of her inability to fight against the inevitable as she leant against the stone wall, waiting. Flickering lights reflected in the pools of water. Hong Kong drizzle on Cuban heels as Jack straightened, keeping his profile hidden in the darkened entrance to the alleyway just beyond the forlorn creature. His eyes glittered as they set upon his target for the night. The pools of water rippled again as a shimmer hovered suddenly past them, stopping abruptly just beside the lone figure. She stood, unwillingly painting a smile across her face. A soft whisper echoed as one of the back windows slid down. She thrust a hip forward and flicked her hair over her shoulders, and an almost inaudible click sounded as the hydraulic doors lifted, opening a darkened moor into the vehicle. Almost immediately, it was followed by a metallic clunk as credits were thrown onto the pavement. The figure furtively glanced up and down the street and scooped up the coins. She thrust a leg inside the shimmer, following with her body, and disappeared into the hungry mouth. With a hiss, the door closed and his prey disappeared into the wet evening. Jack extracted himself from the alleyway and flicked the long fringe out from his eyes, silently cursing the apparent randomness of the girl's appointment. It'd take him over a week to find her. He ran his hand over the roughened edges of the wall and smiled as he felt a familiar texture at his fingertips. In the dim streetlight, he found more along the pavement. Traces of blood, dried between the cracks. Something no street sweeper, regardless of technology available, could ever scour this out. Throughout the ages, blood stained, and nothing could free its staying power. Jack's watch discreetly pipped, signalling a warning. Damn it, she's getting better at this. He recalibrated his augmenter, tapping in a time zone further into the future, but then stopped before setting it off. He'd spent over a month in this time zone, seeking out suitable partners for his purposes. It was a Puritan time within human history, his girls degraded to the darkened streets. Perhaps he'd let Kate win today. He was tired of the chase anyway. She'd spent the better part of a century tracking him down through time in order to convince him to return to his post in Mayan America. The worst she could do was to kill his outer body in this time zone. He'd no wish to return to this one, and began to feel sorry for the Time Warden. Even though she'd had enough evidence of his failure to his post to send him to a prison in time, it didn't concern him greatly. He would not be lonely for long. Every time zone had them, history's longest-serving profession. Revered in some cultures, demonised in others, ignored, abused or glamorised. It amused him to see the same girls treated so differently throughout human history. He treated them all the same, delicately, tenderly, as he stripped away their flesh, exploring every crevice, understanding their pain, living their fear. Regardless to where or when they sent him, he'd still worship his girls. Jack felt the energetic feels around him zap in anticipation. Electric sparks highlighted the dank street momentarily, and two figures shimmered and appeared beyond the street lamp. So dramatic, so Kate. The darkened figures stood against the bright light so he couldn't see their faces. Not that he needed to. Jack. He crossed his arms but secretly kept his fingers on his augmenter. Two this time, I must be important. He felt his energetic repulse field rebound and quiver as they stepped forward into it. Can't get too close, girl, sorry. He grinned lopsidedly as he brushed his hair away from his eyes. He decided to make a run for it. He'd make her work for her post. Once again, lovely Kate, you're too late to catch the Ripper. Jack depressed the button on his augmenter. Till next time, Kate. And instead of the darkness and his lungs being sucked inward as the time jump augmented activated, the lights flickered and snapped out. All too soon, he realised the women were in judgment formation, as he felt the strong hands of the third on his back, his powers rescinded, and he fell backwards through time. Three women stood facing one another as tiny traces of electronic energy escaped like snakes under the ground. So where did you send him? Celine dropped her hands and inspected her augmenter. I set it on random. Looks like he went to Whitechapel in London, 1888. As far as I can recall, it was a dreary time. Boring. Nothing of substance happens. He's set on a loop. He'll live out 5 or 6 years around that time zone for a few centuries. Maybe we'll let him out after that. Kate smiled. Well, best back to our post. That'll be the last anyone hears of Jack the Ripper.